might expect, Bart is not taking any chances with all the Super Bowl crowds, and they have been huge. Kristen Ayers tells us it started swapping out fake surveillance cameras for the real deal.
We are responding, and we're going to get rid of those decoys.
That's what BART spokesperson Alicia Trost told us last month. After a murder on BART, we exposed that a majority of cameras on board the trains are fakes. We found out some riders still don't know.
I was shocked when you said that, actually. I was very surprised. That's kind of scary.
Today, BART announced it is fixing the problem and for the first time putting a price tag on it. Using $1.4 million from its operating budget, BART will install working cameras in all 669 of its train cars. Their lifespan, 6 or 7 years, just in time for BART's new fleet to get on track.